The French, according to the British, had bought 300,000 acres of Ecuador lands, and of course they hadn't. So when the English claimed the lands of the peninsula to divide into whoever, they felt that the Maori had been compensated by the French who bought that 300 acres. But it was proven that during the settlement and all of the research done in our battle to get compensation from the government for our people losing their lands and not being compensated, it was proven that there was... So a few acres had been paid because the French put down a putia, money to say that they would then come back and buy the rest. So it ended up that there was 277,300 acres unpaid for. And that's how our researchers, our negotiators, when doing research on how much land was purchased and how much wasn't, that was proven that there had been a deposit put down. So instead of being the 300, there was 277,300 acres. So we have never been paid for that. So that made it very difficult for our people who built their claim up on the non-purchase of the land not being paid for. We're still waiting for that. For some unknown reason, during the tribunal and the claim on that particular part of the Banks Peninsula people's claim, the government negotiators did not argue one point about that. They felt that the research that we had done and the proof that we had proved that that was the case. So they did not argue or fight against. They walked away from that argument. Unfortunately, we're still waiting for that claim. I'm not blaming anyone. The negotiators at the time who brought in the major claim of 170 million used that as a... we would then become 18 particular Papatipu Runanga who would become resourced by that major claim. And so we've had to sit back and accept that. Some of our people still don't. They still argue that we have not been compensated yet, and they should do that. They should compensate us.